Thanks for tuning in to Eyes Open with Tony Brown on your community strong, community aware station, 88.1 FM KAYT. Eyes Open with Tony Brown airs daily, Monday through Friday. If you have a topic you would like to discuss or an upcoming event you want mentioned on the air, send your emails to eyesopentbrown@yahoo.com or fax your request to the KAYT studios at 318-487-0909 or write to us at Eyes Open, care of KAYT Radio, 88.1 5003 Masonic Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302.
The views expressed on this program are solely of those who choose to participate in this open format.
Today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Watch out, watch out. Look out.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business to the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria River Fete is a brand new festival celebrating the arts, culture, and the heritage of Central Louisiana. Alexandria River Fete is set for May 9th through the 11th in downtown Alexandria. Get set for the Fete and kick off 3 days of food, fun, Grammy Award-winning entertainment, and Louisiana culture. Thursday, May 9th starts with dinner on the bricks. Dine with locally owned restaurants and caterers showcasing the best of their menus, all the while enjoying music from jazz band Improv. Friday features Grammy Award winner Rebirth Brass Band and Eric Lindell, plus art walks, green spaces, and 65 local artists and performers. Saturday, the Dragon Boat Races are back for the third year on the red. And if that's not enough, local barbecue grillers will fire up the pits for the Q and Cook-Off competition. So remember, get set for the Fete. Come out and do it like you wanna.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. But before we get into that, as always, we like to remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. You know they're in effect until 9 a.m. And if you're just getting your Friday morning started, when I peeked outside this morning, I thought for sure all of the cold weather is done. It's over. Well, this morning I had to put on a t-shirt and long sleeves and a jacket. It is really, really cool outside. So if you're just getting started, you might want to make sure that the kids throw a jacket on or throw a jacket in the book sack. It's a cool, cool morning. So make sure that you're mindful of that. Please watch out for those kids that are walking to school. Every single morning we see either kids walking to school or standing at bus stops, and we see too many distracted drivers. And so what that means is that everybody is in peril. I know our mornings are the busiest part and the first part of the day, and we're all multitasking, but I'm asking you to please stay engaged. Make sure that you help our crossing guards, our bus drivers that are making frequent stops picking up kids, and our resource officers that are trying to get kids into school safely. Now, with that said, y'all, it's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk, and I'm going to tell you, this is a conversation that you want to be on point for. And let me tell you who's in the studio this morning. We want to welcome Jennifer Tishner. She is the owner of Terra Home, and she just received the coveted award for Best Small Business in Sinla. Yay! All right. Jen, good morning and welcome. We welcome Courtney Bratton back. She's the regional director for the Sinla American Heart Association. And we welcome Teresa Greer, who is the Assistant Vice President of Consumer Lending at Red River Bank.
Yay, Red River!
Good morning, ladies, and welcome. Now, so this morning, I want to start off, like, right off the top with this incredible article that I read that I think that every woman listening to the sound of my voice will be able to relate to. And let me just read it to you real quickly so you guys can get an idea. It says, okay, ladies, and the author of this article is Laura Coffey. She says, okay, ladies, you know who you are. You take such pride in your work that even mild criticism stings. You want to sincerely check every detail of every email message just so that you have the right tone, that it takes you forever to hit the send button. Okay. I know I'm talking to a lot of people. I'm talking to myself. You keep thinking about the completed task that you have nothing done. You think about what task do I need to get done? What do I get done? And you never finished thinking about what needs to be done. She says, if any of this sounds familiar, and if the words good enough make you cringe, you may be suffering from a form of the same modern-day malady that affects most high-achieving women and plenty of men, she says, in 2013, and it is called perfectionism. The article is entitled High-Achieving Women, Here's How Perfection Holds Us Back. And this morning, before we started the conversation, everybody could relate to this. Every single one of us is almost gripped by perfectionism. And Jennifer, we started talking about that. What do you think that need to be perfect is about for women or for you?
Well, I think for me, it's not anything monetary. It's I think it comes from within. I think my parents taught me never to settle. And I think our generation is a little bit different from what my parents' generation was as far as settling.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be the best that I can be, and if I'm not the best I can be, then I feel like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do here.
And so what do you think that, have you ever thought about the deeper sense of what that perfection is about? Because we were all talking about it, that deep sense of perfection, that need for everything to want to be perfect. And then when we get criticized or someone comes along with something that's constructive, that it hurts us.
It's hard.
What do you think that's about?
I don't know. I think as females, we put so much pressure on ourselves. And when we do get criticized, for me, sometimes I almost shut down. And then it gives me even more strength and more determination to do even better than what my initial reaction was, you know?
Now, just getting the award for best small business in Central Louisiana, that's got to come with a little bit of pressure.
Right.
You're getting great press. You're a business owner, and that comes with a lot. Talk about the pressures to be better than good. Well, I won't even say perfect, better than good.
Well, and a lot of that, it has definitely been a learning curve for me the past year. I'm pregnant with my second child.
Congratulations.
I have a 4-year-old at home. I have a wonderful husband that is extremely involved in my world. I have a lot on my plate. And I, especially getting that award, feel even more pressure than what I did before. You know,
why do you think?
I think because people have acknowledged that I have a great business and I feel that I need to prove it to them as if it wasn't proven enough to me.
Right.
I don't know. That's just.
Isn't that sort of a disconnect, T? What's that about?
Well, yeah, it's the need to satisfy, I think, yourself and others, too, and to know that you've satisfied someone else or others, or that you don't disappoint anyone else, or you haven't disappointed anybody else or yourself. So I think it's within and how you come across to others. It's a need to satisfy for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think so too.
And so when do you consciously know, T, for you, during the course of a day, a week, a month, a year, especially at your job, you're in the banking business, a lot of pressure, a lot of people depending on what you do, your success. You know, are there times where you wonder what is this need to want to be better than good about?
Well, I guess that's personal for me because it's not really to me, but to the bank, it seems like I still have a new job with them. I've been there 2.5 years after a long-term job with another bank. And it's not to the point where I still have to prove myself. I have done that. I've gotten, I get much gratification and from my superiors. But I just want to continue to do a good job and continue to be satisfied and to do the right thing and to do the best thing and almost to be error-proof almost, just to do the absolute best.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you want to do the best for your customers too. I look for opportunities to help them and not just maybe whatever they came in for, but anything else that's going to change their life, to save them money or make them money or whatever it is, things that's going to benefit them in any kind of way too.
You know, as we're having this conversation, Courtney, and I want to bring you in, we're talking about perfectionism for those people who are just joining this morning. And I was looking at the gamut of what's happening in the media with women. We're still fighting for equal pay. I don't know if you guys follow the Kentucky Derby or not, but Rosie Napravnik is going to be the first woman to ride in the Kentucky Derby on Saturday.
Wow.
So we're still trying to prove it. And then in parentheses, the author of the article has, and maybe some men too have this quality. Do you feel like as women that we feel this need of perfection because we're still having to try to prove that we are good enough?
Yeah, I think so. I think that more women are just working now. I mean, there's not a lot of women that are staying home. And granted, I think we all sometimes think about that, like, I just want to stay home. But honestly, I know after having my first child, I tried it and I could not. So I'm just, I'm a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
I think we as women.
Courtney says she's a hustler.
I'm a hustler. I mean, working for a nonprofit, I mean, I have to have my volunteers in place to be able to reach my goals and to reach higher things within my work and stuff. So, I think that we as women just want to perfect everything because we are the decision makers and we are, you know, the one that has to, you know, tell the husbands what to do sometimes, and we are getting the kids to school and back and forth, and we just want to make sure everything's so perfect. And I can totally relate to the whole emailing thing, because as I'm emailing my volunteers, I'm like, backspace. Uh-huh, I don't want them to feel
you
like
want that tone to be to just be so
just right.
You don't want anybody to read in anything different than what you were trying to convey. Y'all, this morning we're talking to real women, real talk, and we're talking about perfectionism, something that affects every single one of us, whether we know it or not. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some acceptance in truth. Stay on point.
That's all right. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, displaced, misunderstood, misknown.
Alexandria River Fete is a brand new festival celebrating the arts, culture, and the heritage of Central Louisiana. Alexandria River Fete is set for May 9th through the 11th in downtown Alexandria. Get set for the Fete and kick off 3 days of food, fun, Grammy Award-winning entertainment, and Louisiana culture. Thursday, May 9th starts with dinner on the bricks. Dine with locally owned restaurants and caterers showcasing the best of their menus, all the while enjoying music from jazz band Improv. Friday features Grammy Award winner Rebirth Brass Band and Eric Lindell, plus art walks, green spaces, and 65 local artists and performers. Saturday, the Dragon Boat races are back for the third year on the red. And if that's not enough, local barbecue grillers will fire up the pits for the Q and Cook-Off competition. So remember, get set for the Fete. Come out and do it like you wanna.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
the credit union with a heart.
Part of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Hixon Automotive Group there in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, here's the website, www.hixonhasit.com. www.hixonhasit.com. Amerigroup Real Solutions, the new way to get Medicaid and LACHIP to care for you and your family. Amerigroup Real Solutions, all you've got to do to sign up is simply phone this number. It's 1-855-229-6848. 1-855-229-6848. Also, American Wholesale Mattress. If you're not getting an optimal night's rest, then you're not sleeping on the right mattress. American Wholesale Mattress can help with that. 20 years of doing business right here in Central Louisiana. You can go into 717 MacArthur Drive, ask for Kara or David, and they'll make sure that you get the right mattress at the right price. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining Real Women, Real Talk Friday, it's 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's May 3rd. And we're joined by Jennifer Tishner. She is the owner of Terra Home, best small business in Sinlaw. Also, Courtney Bratton. She is the regional director for the Sinlaw American Heart Association. And Teresa Greer. She's the vice president at Red River Bank Consumer Lending. Ladies, good morning and welcome back.
Good
morning.
Y'all,
the conversation has been flying all over the place. This morning, we're talking about perfectionism and why women feel the need to be perfect. And we're talking about an article that was written. And the article goes on to say that in perfectionism, there's something called the plateau effect. And we all know what that means, but do we understand what that means in terms of life? It says getting from stuck to success. And it's a new book, but the book describes perfectionism as a form of self-torture, a killer of beginnings, and a close to procrastination. A killer of new beginnings. And then he says, perfection can become our enemy. How do we avoid perfection? Then the article goes on to say, accept the truth. That's the first way that we avoid perfection. Accept the truth. It's never going to be perfect. And during the break, we were talking about the need to be perfect and why we're all doing it. We all know that we're doing it, but why are we doing it? And we were talking about acceptance, really, from others. Will we ever really achieve that acceptance from others?
We feel like we have to prove ourselves, and that's why we work that 110% pace, what we're talking about here today, in hopes that you will.
But why do we have to? Why are we all so in the mode of being proven? You know, how many times do you have to prove yourself before you're proven?
Mm-hmm. I think because we know people underestimate us. I mean, like you said, maybe some customers or somebody that's maybe in another, you know, job, you know, like another bank or something, they underestimate us. And so we want to prove them to be wrong. And I don't know. Jen?
Well, pass
the baton. Well, we were talking about Jennifer's store, and we were talking about how amazing her store is, and she got this wonderful award from the chamber. And during the break, we were saying, "Okay, I got this award. I feel good about it, but yet I still feel more pressure than I felt before I got the award."
Right, to
the
do
award.
Even better than what I did last year, mm-hmm. or to make an even larger impression on these people that voted or even nominated me for the award. And
so do you feel like if you don't do better than last year, that the people that
I'll be a failure.
You think the expectations are just so high that you just...
But I think that's within my soul. I don't think that's, you know, I don't think those people sat down and said...
You put those expectations on yourself.
It's clearly me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the article goes on to say that maybe it's fear. Maybe perfection comes from a fear base. The fear of not being good enough. The fear of not being accepted enough. The fear of not making enough money. The fear of not being successful enough. You know, why have we become a gender of people that are fear-based? And we were talking about during the break how even in our families, it's spilling over into our kids, into our husbands. Because of the need to perfect things, we don't allow others in to help. Why are we creating such a tight bubble that we can't delegate to our kids, to our husband? What is that about?
I don't think we realize we do it. As like at home, like you were saying about your son and making the bed and not being good enough and you going behind him and remaking it. I don't think consciously we realize if we would eliminate those smaller expectations, that leaves more room for our professional careers, for our, you know, volunteer time in the community.
Yeah, maybe we need to reprioritize. What should you try to be more perfect at, and what should not be as important? Like, I guess for me to be, I would want to be most perfect at being a mother,
right?
Or a Christian, or, instead of maybe being more perfect at cleaning my house, or you know, something that's not so insignificant.
But have we really put perfection up there with Aaron opportunity to the point where even being the perfect Christian, the perfect mother, the perfect anything, it's just non-existent? Why can't
good enough be good enough?
Good enough be good enough.
Yeah. As long as you're doing your best.
Right.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, you look at what you'll look back and say that you didn't have as a child and what your parents could have done. And then when our kids get to be old enough, they'll look back and say, well, if my parents wouldn't have pushed me so hard, maybe, you know, you know what I'm saying? So when is enough enough? I mean, have you ever really just stopped and conceptualized when is enough enough? When can you be happy with where you are? And I'm not saying we shouldn't be goal setters. Right. We shouldn't try to be trend setters. But why is there such an inherent pressure? Is it competition?
Could very well be. I mean, I think you'll get to a point where you realize, like, I'm kind of at that point in my life. What really is important here? You know, I don't do brain surgery every day. I sell gifts that make smile.
But that could be brain surgery sometimes. Yeah. Getting the right gift for the right person.
But at the end of the day, no one's life is on the line. What I stress about and the struggles that I face every day is all within Jennifer. No one else is putting that on me.
And what are those struggles being a business owner and being not just a business owner, but now a business owner that so many are looking at? A great article written about you and your business in Sinlaw Focus. Your business is, you know, attaining awards now. So people that maybe didn't possibly know about your business are saying, let me check. So with all of those things happening, what sort of pressure do you feel from that?
Well, I think with every good experience comes a bad experience. You know, sometimes, like, I guess my biggest fear is a customer coming in and not being treated the way, you know, that one-on-one customer service that I strive for every day.
So do you want to be there almost 24-7?
Oh, my gosh, I can't take it. I was on bed rest 2 weeks ago, and I looked at the doctor, and I'm like, you're crazy. I am not staying in this hospital. I got to get back to work.
Right.
I mean, I just... But that is because I love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and mm-hmm. I am so fulfilled when I go to that store and I help people and I have conversations, even if they buy things or they don't. Just to put a smile on someone's face and take them away from their stressful everyday lives.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about it. Let's just chit-chat and look at cute stuff. I mean, it's not hard. It's fulfilling for me.
Mm-hmm. But yet there is...
Well, behind closed scenes, yeah, behind closed doors, it's, I don't want to fail. I want to have a very successful store, and I want that store to be there forever.
Wow, that's powerful. Y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We got to take a quick break here, but it's something we all got to ponder and how we can get better. Stay on point.
Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground, and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds, and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire.
Alexandria Riverfest is a brand new festival celebrating the arts, culture, and the heritage of Central Louisiana. Alexandria Riverfest is set for May 9th through the 11th in downtown Alexandria. Get set for the fest and kick off 3 days of food, fun, Grammy Award-winning entertainment, and Louisiana culture. Thursday, May 9th starts with dinner on the bricks. Dine with locally owned restaurants and caterers showcasing the best of their menus, all the while enjoying music from jazz band Improv. Friday features Grammy Award winner Rebirth Brass Band and Eric Lindell, plus art walks, green spaces, and 65 local artists and performers. Saturday, the Dragon Boat Races are back for the third year on the red. And if that's not enough, local barbecue grillers will fire up the pits for the Q&A Cook-Off competition. So remember, get set for the fed. Come out and do it like you wanna.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Friday. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community, also the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Get Wired Satellites. If you're not getting the best channels at the best prices, plus high definition, you're not using Get Wired Satellites. And you should be. Here's the number, 318-767-2220. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. If you're in need of home, auto, life, remember hurricane season is rapidly approaching. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Y'all, real women, real talk right here on the OPT Network. It's Friday, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're joined by Jennifer Tishner, Courtney Bratton, and Teresa Greer. And you know what? We're having a conversation about perfectionism and what that means for each and every one of us. And as we sit here and we all really ponder the idea, the thought of perfection, we really know that there's something really wrong with the need to be so perfect. And we talked about if we don't get a grasp on perfectionism, and the article goes on to say that there is no such thing, it is unachievable, then what are we going to pass on to the next generation? Like, so when your kids go home or go to school, and like now, I don't know if y'all's kids have this, but there's RenWeb now. And so if your kid gets any kind of problem at school or any kind of situation, they just send you an email like right away. And they tell you if your kid didn't have his assignment or, you know, whatever. Yeah, well, you guys,
I would have been in trouble.
You can look forward to that. But are we putting this perfection, are we bestowing this on our kids? And when they aren't perfect, we feel like it is a direct, it is a direct reflection of us. And we're saying to ourselves, we want them to be better than we were. But really, in truth, aren't we saying you need to be perfect because it made us look bad that you weren't perfect? You know, I mean, really, isn't that what we're really saying?
Well, I know I have a 4-year-old, so, you know, we get yellow, green, and red dots. We're not on RenWeb. And, man, I tell you what. When he gets in the car, I turn around, yellow, red, or green.
That's the first thing you ask him.
The very first thing I ask him, not, hey, honey, how was your day? Uh-huh. What did you learn today? Because the
yellow, red, or green.
And he'll
does it work? Maybe I have to start doing that.
Sometimes he'll open the door and he'll go, green dot.
Oh, yeah. They announce it when it's good. Oh, yeah.
Before he even says hello to me. But I feel personally that it's a reflection on our parenting skills.
Mm-hmm.
If he can't behave, he's 4 years old.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And why do we feel, and I still, at 13, I feel like if my kid is not, if he's not friendly enough, if he's not warm enough, if he's not this enough,
right.
I feel like that is a reflection on us. I'm like, we have gone out of our way to make sure you're getting a good education, to make sure that you're articulate, to make sure that you're intelligent, to make sure you're enough. You know what I'm saying? On and on and on. And you're bestowing this onto your children.
Yeah.
Are we jacking our kids up?
Mm-hmm. I think we are. I think I am.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm creating a very lazy kid. I really am, because I don't allow her to do so many things because I just take over.
Right, that's right.
Right.
Yep.
And what is that about? It's like what I was saying during the break, and Jennifer alluded to it, when Deuce first started making up his bed, and that was just a prerequisite. Everybody in our house has to have their bed made before they leave in the morning. That's just how we roll. And so when he was younger, you know, he would make it up, but it wouldn't be as neat as if I had made it up. And then so I would go back and just tidy it up to make sure that it looked
to your expectations.
But you know what? That is about, what is that about? That is about impressing someone that's never going to probably see your kid's room. What is that right. need to feel perfect really about? Why does it matter? And are we crippling the next generation because we're not allowing them to learn how to work?
Well, and to take responsibility for chores.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's like feeding the dog every morning.
Mm-hmm.
James is four. His responsibility is to feed the dog.
Absolutely.
And no, he doesn't feed the dog like I feed the dog.
How do you feed the dog?
Well, in the bowl where he feeds it all around the bowl. Huh?
And I talk to her. And, uh-huh. You know, it's kind of a moment.
Uh-huh.
You know? And he cannot capture that like I can. It's
absolutely.
Like we have ducks. We have 13 ducks.
You have ducks at your house?
Yes. And my husband, as if I don't have enough going on. The Easter Bunny.
You got 13 ducks, yes. And a dog.
So my husband goes out there and waters the ducks, and I'm watching him, and the ducks are all running to one side of the cage. They're terrified of him. And he's like, what is wrong with these ducks? I'm like, well, you're not talking to them.
Jim, that's hilarious.
Why do you need 13 ducks? I can't go.
Well, we started with 15. They do, some of them do pass.
Okay. They respond back to you, Jim.
Listen, and when he goes, I'm watching you tomorrow. Tomorrow you're going to water the ducks and feed them.
Uh-huh.
They sit so still and calmly. They never run from me. It's like I'm almost like a
you're their mother.
Fresh air to them.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're their mother.
Thank God this woman is talking to us. You know, I mean.
I'm so glad I don't have dogs.
God. Well, we have water behind our house, so we thought it would be fun for James, maybe a little distraction when the baby came. You
to
know,
have some ducks.
A little entertainment. But. Again, I'm now watering the ducks.
Mm-hmm. So now you not only
took on another, yeah.
Now you have yet another responsibility.
And she wants to do it perfectly.
Exactly. And then yesterday we were talking about women and heart disease, and we wonder about the stressors of life. And sitting here having this conversation, I'm wondering, no, I'm not wondering, I'm having a revelation that we are creating much of our own stress.
It's bad for our hearts.
It's bad for our hearts. It's bad for ourselves. It's bad for our families because we won't let go. And during the break, I just got this revelation, ladies, and I hope that you feel this, because although we're laughing, it's really, really serious that Jennifer and I were talking about business and owning businesses, and Courtney is over a large nonprofit, the pressures. T works at the bank, the pressures. But this morning as I was getting dressed, I have this thing that God said to me to write, and it's just a self-affirmation so that I can suppress all of that negative self-talk in my brain every morning from the time I wake up till the time I go back down. And part of the confession says, I trust God to sustain me in the gifts and the talents that he has given me. And so I think, ladies, that a lot of what is happening to us is that we are trusting ourselves more than we're trusting whatever source you choose to call your higher being.
Mm-hmm.
We're trusting ourselves. We're trusting that if we don't do it, it won't be done right.
Right.
You know, and we're systematically pushing everybody out.
We're building a barrier around us.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, T.
Well, I was going to say, you know, although you would trust in God that he will do those things for you, you got to get up and do it still, though, physically.
Yeah.
You
got to
get up and do it. Somebody can't sit back at home all day and say, I trust that God's going to pay
my bills,
but I don't have a job. You know?
Well, and you got to use some common knowledge. Now, you're not going to get a job at home sitting on the couch hoping and praying for a job. You got to go out and you've got to make yourself available. But what I'm saying is sometimes we take our trust away from God and we decide, I've got to do it. I. Mm-hmm. And we forget that God sends people. He sends workers.
We don't have to do it all.
But yeah. we have chosen to do it all. And Jennifer, you said something really interesting about your business. You said when you first got into business, somebody told you that if you didn't touch everything, literally every aspect of your business, mm-hmm. that somehow what would happen?
Trouble.
But Jennifer, there's a difference between touch and doing it from start to finish. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Totally.
You need to, and listen to me, I'm acting like I'm the expert, huh? But you have to get that balance, find mm-hmm. that balance.
Right. But how do we find that balance? Isn't that what every woman
little
is
by
seeking?
Little. Just mm-hmm. little by little.
You can't eat the elephant whole.
You can't eat the right. elephant whole.
You can't. Look, I read an article this morning, and it was on Facebook. A lot of people probably have seen it, but it was about a mayonnaise jar. A professor
uh-huh,
stood
I
in front of the
it.
Class,
yeah.
and he had an empty mayonnaise jar. And he filled
How did
it up.
Y'all have time to read Facebook this morning before y'all got here?
No, not this morning. I saw it. Well, it makes an impression on me.
Like,
I saw
Corlette?
This was
wait,
a long,
wait.
Long time ago.
Okay, let me do this.
Yeah.
Let me take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll share that story. Y'all, it's all about real women having real conversations about something that we all deal with every single day. Stay on point. We're back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Alexandria River Fete is a brand new festival celebrating the arts, culture, and the heritage of Central Louisiana. Alexandria River Fete is set for May 9th through the 11th in downtown Alexandria. Get set for the Fete and kick off 3 days of food, fun, Grammy Award-winning entertainment, and Louisiana culture. Thursday, May 9th starts with dinner on the bricks. Dine with locally owned restaurants and caterers showcasing the best of their menus, all the while enjoying music from jazz band Improv. Friday features Grammy Award winner Rebirth Brass Band and Eric Lindell, plus art walks, green spaces, and 65 local artists and performers. Saturday, the Dragon Boat Races are back for the third year on the red. And if that's not enough, local barbecue grillers will fire up the pits for the Cue and Cook-Off competition. So remember, get set for the Fed. Come out and do it like you wanna.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You are listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:33. Today is Friday, May the 3rd. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, the largest independently owned pest control firm offering effective control services for homes and businesses. For your free consultation, here's the number, 800-819-5323. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. McDonald's of Pineville, and also St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. We tell you every single morning, if you're 40 years old, ladies, or older, if you are uninsured or underinsured, they have free mammograms for you. The number to phone, 318-487-1122. Also, Davis One Stop and the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, we're talking about perfectionism. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday on Point, and this is a conversation that I know that we're all being blessed by, because it's something that if you're not doing it, you have done it before, and it's trying to be perfect. And the reality is where we find the balance. And during the break, we were talking about our businesses, each of our prospective businesses, and how we look to ourselves. We look inward to be perfect. And I said to the ladies, and I shared with them, that with what I do every single day, you know, there are challenges every day, and you have this idea that you're doing something. But when you let the gift carry you and you understand that God is in control, you know that, yes, you go. DC is acting silly. You go, but God perfects those things that concern you. And we were talking about when Jennifer first opened her store, and one customer strong, and you're looking for the next big thing. But when we talked about that next big thing, as we sat here and talked about it, right, you realized you didn't do anything to make the next big thing happen. And how much faith did you have to have for that?
A lot.
And so talk about how that big thing came to you.
It was very scary. I mean, I had just purchased this business. My husband and I were 23 years old, right out of college.
Wait a minute. Here, use this mic because he doesn't have it.
We had just purchased Terre Home, and my husband and I were 23, right out of college, already in debt, you know. Mm-hmm. And the sales rep had come to me with the Camellia jewelry line, which was at that point a huge investment to get into.
And which I'm wearing today, and I wear every single day. Somebody at church asked me, they said, let me see that bracelet you talk about every day. Yes, I wear my Camellia bracelet every single day.
Well, and it's a gorgeous line. And that was 5 years ago. And I really feel that that line is why Terre Home has been able to do the things that we've been able to do. We've expanded, we've knocked a wall out, we've brought in other lines that were larger investments. I don't know, I feel like without that blessing, Terre Home wouldn't be what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that was a relationship that I created with that sales rep. He stumbled upon the line, he remembered me and Terre Home and had
But
faith.
He just remembered you.
Right.
God, but you know, God put you in his spirit. He just remembered you.
Right.
I mean,
that's true.
What are the chances that out of all the people that he could have remembered, he remembered you? Because God is perfecting those things that concern each and every one of us.
Right. Yeah.
And so then you think about, okay, there's no way possible I can make this buy.
No way.
And then what happens?
Another blessing.
Another blessing, yeah.
Financing, huh?
You go to the bank.
You went to the bank. I don't know what else you do. If the bank says no, then no.
Uh-huh.
And the bank said, you are crazy if you don't do this. I'll give you the money right now.
Right.
That is awesome.
And, you know, looking back, my gosh, the blessings and just the people that we've met that have come in and searched that line high and low trying to find. And, you know, that line's touched you.
It has touched me completely. And, I mean, I literally wear my bracelet every single day, and now my necklace that I have, my charm necklace, I don't have it on today because it's a little dressier for jeans. But my point is that even Courtney, in raising money for the American Heart Foundation, raising awareness, and I'm on the committee for what happens with that, and I look at these daunting, what seems to be these dauntingly high figures. Yeah, it's scary of what you have to raise. But if you just trust that, like T said, it's not going to happen just by sitting at home wishing that it's going to happen, but it's something bigger than yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Trust and work at it. Yeah.
Trust and work at it. Uh-huh. But we have to create a balance. But I mm-hmm. think that the balance can't be unreasonable. Are we too unreasonable with ourselves?
Jennifer is. She wants to do everything herself.
Now, T, that was just wrong.
She knows it.
We're all in therapy here for this. And, you know, I get that. I get that nobody can do it the way that we feel mm-hmm. that we can do it. But we've got to get to a higher plane. We've got to go a little bit higher and trust that God is bringing people into our sphere, into our circle. People that will be trustworthy, people that will be able to do the job, maybe not quite like we do it, but that will be able to add to that, that our kids are an asset. But we have to allow people to make those mistakes. And I think when we allow others to make mistakes, we are not so critical on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think you need to, you know, just sit back every now and then and reflect.
And have say, a beer?
That's what you really right. And say, you know, that worked out really well. I did my best. It turned out great. And I'm proud of that job. Or
even if it didn't turn out great.
I did the best that I could. And, yeah, just, you know, be proud of your accomplishments and how things are going for you and what you're achieving.
And I think there's an even bigger part of this story. Another article that I read yesterday really ties into this, the perfection that we have created and that we're creating for our kids, even in sports, academically, the pressures that we're putting on this next generation to overachieve
right.
our generation. And it says really with the next generation, what we're doing is we're creating a generation that is lazier, that is mm-hmm. more slowful, mm-hmm. that they're not that. Willing to work. Right. And really, if we're honest, we need to look no further than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're not allowing our children. Like, for instance, DC loves to, he does an incredible job on manicuring our lawn. I mean, amazing. And one of the things that he said, and he started used to cutting the grass now, but he said, I don't want to be the kind of dad like he had seen another dad be growing up, that he wouldn't let his son ever do the lawn because it was never good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so this boy grew up to be a man.
He couldn't even do the lawn good enough. What could he do?
He couldn't even do the lawn.
Poor baby.
The dad loved his lawn and his lawn equipment so much that he would never allow the son to even try. Mm-hmm. And so now what DC does is he has taught Deuce how to do the lawn. And instead of taking that from him and making him feel a sense of not good enough, because that's really what we do when we take things from our kids, he just says, man, you gotta watch. So when you're cutting, you know, sometimes you miss a spot and you gotta go back and you gotta get the spot. You know what I'm saying?
So now let's go fishing, huh?
Yeah, and let's go fishing. Let's hurry up so we can get in the boat. But you know, we have to be able to trust our kids even at four. You know, even as they're growing up, we have to trust them with the little things, and we have to show them when they have made a mistake and how they can mm-hmm. maybe do it better, but not give them the sense that they have to be perfect.
Right.
Because then we create kids that if, and I know parents would say, if you don't make all A's, if you don't, I'm not saying don't have expectations, but I'm saying we have to have
reasonable.
Well, and if you think about it, if you don't ever let them experience,
mm-hmm.
you know, failure
mm-hmm.
when they get into the
hard.
Real world.
Mm. It's hard to see your child feel like he or she failed, though.
Oh, you had a moment there. Why is that so hard? We had failures. Did we forget about the failures that we had?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, maybe so. But, you know, because I think feelings are all tied into it, theirs and yours.
And
yeah, it is mm-hmm. emotional. Yeah.
But are our emotions tied into the fact that maybe we are vicariously trying to live
yes, right.
through the perfection of that child?
No, I'm not for me. I don't think so. I think for me, it's,
come on, it's real women, real talk. Come on, for you it is.
For me it is. I didn't grow up with a mother. My mother passed away when I was very, very young. So my dad raised three kids, and I have my children, which one is my stepdaughter, and you know she was homecoming queen, something that I never got to do because
mm-hmm.
my dad made us play sports all the time. You
yeah.
know,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't told to go home and go. Do my homework because my dad worked two jobs.
Mm.
So, I mean, I was an athlete, though, and I was a very good athlete within, you know, here around in Alexandria. But that gave me the motivation after high school to be like, you know what? I need to go to college, and I need to do what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I didn't have anybody tell me what to do all my life or have any of that structure
mm-hmm.
or discipline. So, you know.
So how has that translated to your children, not having that structure, missing mom.
It's so funny you say that because my stepdaughter, she calls me mom. We have a great relationship. We had that conversation last night, and you know, her mother is not really in her life as much.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she says, you know, she tells me, she says, Mama, sometimes I just don't think I have it that bad. And I said, well, why do you say that? And she said, because when you get stressed, you really don't tell anybody and you don't have a mom to go to, but you can come to me.
Oh, that's
you
sweet.
Know, so, I mean, and it's true. And it is true. I mean, you know, we just kind of have to deal with those type things and, you know, I don't not get so stressed.
Y'all, Real Women, Real Talk Friday. I hear the music. I got to take a quick break, but stay with us. You're on point. We're back after this.
I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors. Chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to Real Women, Real Talk Friday on the OPT Network. Let me just remind you, Prophetess Terry Boudreaux is presenting her first women's conference. It is on tomorrow. The phone has been blowing up, Prophetess Terry. People are asking. It is 100% free. It starts at 9 in the morning at the Pineville Community Center, 708 Main Street. And the theme doesn't get any better than this. I got your back. Hey, make it your business. Make it your business to be there tomorrow morning. They're serving breakfast and lunch absolutely 100% free. And you're going to get a message of empowerment, a message of why women need to come together and have each other's back. Again, tomorrow, May 5th, 9 a.m., 708 Main Street in Pineville. The theme, I Got Your Back. This morning, we're joined by Jennifer Tishner, owner of Terra Home. Courtney Bratton, she is the regional director for the Sinlaw American Heart Association. And Teresa Greer, who is the vice president of lending at Red River Bank. And y'all, during the break, the conversation just is all over the place. We were talking about how much when women come together and what our mission and our goal for these conversations are to bring women together that ideally probably don't know each other or maybe have passed, you know, their paths have crossed or their acquaintances. And some people do know each other, but it's about bringing women together and it's about all of us being more alike than we are different. And during the break, we were finishing Courtney's story, and we were talking about how it affected you not to have your mom. And I ask you, at 9 years old, losing your mom, were you mad at God? And you said what?
I was mad at God because all my friends had their mothers. You know, I would go stay the night with some friends, and, you know, their mom was everything to them, planned birthday parties and... I mean, so going through that in life, I was extremely mad at God. I remember in third grade, Miss Brown, Miss Nancy Brown at Horseshoe was my teacher. Love her. And, you know, I just went in the bathroom and just pitched a fit for like probably 30 minutes. And she wondered where I was. So she like had to come in there and, you know, get the principal. And I had fever blisters all over my mouth because I was so stressed out because I was so upset because I would see mothers coming in the classroom and all I wanted was my mom, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was very, very mad at God. But it took me to, you know, grow up, get a little bit wiser and be involved in church and in a great youth group whenever I was younger. And, you know, he saved me by his grace.
So. Absolutely. And how does that change your parenting? You know, not having a mother there to sort of follow the course.
I can honestly say, Carlette, that it has been really good friends that have mentored me. You know, through college, I had really great roommates that knew how to cook, and knew how to clean, and knew how to have a structured, disciplined life. I mean, I graduated, you know, with honors in college. And I didn't have that in high school. I didn't have anybody to tell me to do my homework then, you know.
But thank God for that dad who was there. He was busy working two jobs. He didn't really know how to mother you, exactly. But he did his best.
He did. Yeah. He did. And he cooked clean and sewed if a button popped off. I mean,
bless his heart.
You know.
And Jennifer, and we were talking during the break, and Jennifer said, we rode the same school bus. And she said, but I never knew.
No, I never knew you didn't have a mom, but as I'm listening to you talk, you were not like a troubled child. I mean, she was like you had it together. I mean, and I can remember you excelling in sports and never, ever, ever. So God had his hand on you early in life, not just later.
Yes.
Absolutely. And you know, what I love the most, though, Courtney, is that although it could have been a situation that could have made you bitter, could have made you a lot of other things, you decided to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and do what you needed to do so that the next generation, so that your kids could have a mom that was there and available. Talk about the way that you mother your children and your stepchild.
Golly, we have such a great routine, I feel, excuse me, at my house, because I didn't have a routine growing up. So that's where the
How did you figure out you needed a routine?
I just kind of knew that so really I just, you know, like you said earlier with the perfectionism, I think I live a little bit vicariously through my children, because those are the type of things that I wanted as a child, and I knew that that's what I wanted to give my children. You know, we eat at the table every night. I mean, we're very, very close. You know, we go to church on a regular basis, things that I knew that I wanted. So.
And you know what? I think that this conversation, that we can all agree that even though every woman at the table is striving to be the best that she can be, the best mom, the best businesswoman, the best employee, the best of the best of the best, that we can all agree that we do need to create a good balance, not only for ourselves, but for our families. And when you create that balance, I think we make the next generation better, that we allow them into our worlds. We allow them to make those mistakes, and we allow them to be children, as opposed to wanting and needing them to be perfect so that we look perfect.
Right.
You know? So T, this morning, talk about what you take away from the conversation.
Well, you know, as you were just saying that, perception, when you're talking about perfection, is something that you have to consider. Although within, you may not feel like you are perfect or you know, the absolute best, but somebody else might think you are. Or, you know, my daughter probably thinks I am the best mom. She tells me that. I'm sure yours does too. Mm-hmm. Yours does too. And really, you know, that's what matters. And you know, my supervisors at work or superiors, you know, they think I'm, again, the best thing ever. So it's depends on, you know, who perceives you to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And then yourself, you know, you're just harder on yourself than
Absolutely.
Others are.
Y'all, I want to thank every one of you this morning for coming in and sharing your real self, your real story. Jennifer Tishner, y'all, don't forget to visit her store, Terra Home, located at
1355 Peterman Drive.
Absolutely. Courtney Bratton, Teresa Greer, thank you guys for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And I think the moral of this story, ladies, for each of us, is find the best part of yourself and honor that. Come out of fear and trust that God has a great plan for each and every life. Balance is the key. Thank you guys so much for spending your morning with us. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. And I'm going to leave you with this. This is another Gandhi quote that I have come to love. One of the greatest pains of human nature is the pain of a new idea. Don't be pained by a new idea. Grow from it. Open up to possibility. Hey, you guys, have a great and a safe weekend. We will see you right back here on Momentum Monday. Have a great day.
Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that. Tell me how you feel about this. Do what I want, live how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want. Shoes on my feet. I love clothes I'm wearing.
Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT.